This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. How are you? We have Dr. Asi, we have Rabbi Michael, we have Dr. Lewis, and Rabbi Yehoshua is here today, yeah? Welcome. Okay, so we have a special shiur, very interesting topic. Let's begin with Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says in Sif Ois Tav Shin Yud, that's 1010. Look where my icon is. Ksiv Nishbati Va'akayema Lishmar Mishvatei Tzidkacha. It says, I swore and I fulfilled to keep the laws of your righteousness. Which seems to indicate that if David HaMelech swore to observe something, that we're allowed to swear to observe something. But it says the Sefer Chassidim, Avo Bezman Hazeh Ein Nishban. Nowadays, you don't swear. Shema Ya'avar. Lest you violate. Aval Rishonim Im Hayu Mamisim Oysam. Loi Hayu Oivrim Al Shvuasam. But the earlier generations, even if you would kill them, they wouldn't violate their Shvua. So basically, nowadays you could swear to do a mitzvah. I'm sorry, nowadays you cannot swear to do a mitzvah. But back in the day, where they would never violate an oath, then they were allowed to swear. Meaning, in the times of David HaMelech, it was reasonable to swear. Maybe in earlier generations it was reasonable to swear, because they would never violate their shvuah. But nowadays, where that you might violate your shvuah, you cannot follow the Gemara's advice of swearing to be mekayim a mitzvah, like the Gemara says on Dav Ches Amud Aleph, Amar of Gidol Amar Rav, Minayin Shenishboin Lekayim Es HaMitzvah Shenemar Nishbati VaKayema Lishmar Mishvatei Tzidkacha. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? V'haloi Mushba V'oimed Me'ar Sinahu Kamash Mulan Deshori Leila Inish Lezuzei Nafshe. A person's allowed to swear to energize himself. So what's interesting is, the Sefer Chassidim says, "Bizman hazeh, we don't swear." In Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuva Me'ahava are the responsa of Rebbe Lezer Fleckels, the Talmud Muvak of the Noida Behuda. I had the zechus to be at his kever in Prague. Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuva Me'ahava, he asks the following question. He asks, what's the difference between earlier generations and later generations? The shvuah is not chal anyway. So if the shvuah is not chal, who cares if you'll violate it? The only reason you did it is because you wanted to mizaris yourself. But if it turned out you couldn't keep it, you're not violating a shvuah because it wasn't chal anyway. Right, Yeshua? Yeshua's into it. So, what's the reason why the Sefer Chassidim says that you're not allowed to swear bizman hazeh to encourage yourself? What's the problem? Oh, because maybe you'll violate it? Who cares? The shvuah is not chal anyway. Yeah, that's the kasha of the Shas Shuvah's Tshuva Me'ahava. Take a look in Siman Shin Samach Zayin. Gilyon Shach Sikodim Vav Mitzel Lishava Mikomakim Shar Leil Inish Lezuzei Navshe Ro'isi B'Sefer Chassidim that bizman hazeh we don't do it. Ulechayro tzarachin the shvua zu ena alala mitzvah. The shvua is only for a mitzvah asher oz misinai netzava alea alasei vealoisasei. Kimavur kam b'shulchan aruch v'hu mi meseches nedarim davches. Amar of Gidol Marav minayin shenishban lekamis a mitzvah shenamar nishbati v'akeim al lishma mishvatei tzidkecha. And the Gemara asks, I v'haloi mushba v'ami mehar sinai ein shvua chal al shvua. And the Gemara answers, the Chiddush is Shari Leila Inish Lezuzei Nafshe. So, if that's the case, if you violate the Shvua, all you're violating is the mitzvah itself, because the Shvua is not chal, it's only Lezuzei Nafshe. And the mitzvah, anyway, you had to observe. And the Shvua that's now is not chal. So, what's the Sefer Chassidim saying that we don't do this bizman hazeh only in earlier generations? Well, what's the nafkamina? The shvuah is not chal anyway. Okay, that's the kasha that Shaul Sechuvah's Tshuva Me'ava. Rabbi Kiveger wrote notes on Shaul Sechuvah's Tshuva Me'ava, and Rabbi Kiveger points out that we have to examine the Gemara more carefully. Because let's take a look at the Ran, and let's take a look at Tosis. The Ran learns that the Gemara's kasha is, how could you swear, but the Shvua is only for things that are discretionary, not for things that you have to do. Elamai, only legabe being chayv a karban is a Shvua chal. Only legabe a karban is a Shvua for a discretionary thing. But for bal yachel, a Shvua is chal, even if it's a mitzvah. But then why do we bring the pasuk of Nishbati Vakayema? And what's the Gemara's answer according to the Ran? If take a look inside, Mitart Sinan, like in middle of the page on Daf Ches, the Ran says, Elaha Kamashmalan, Deshari Le Lezruze Nafshe. You're allowed to energize yourself. Kalaymer Vaday Lo Yitzruchai Kura Loimer. Definitely, this pasuk is not needed to say, Shehi Chala Legabe Bal Yacha. We don't need this pasuk to say it's chal gabe bayacha elahachi kamer minayin shadaver hagunhu lihishava lekaimes hamitzvah. How do I know it's a davar hagun to swear to mekaim a mitzvah? Afilu ksheirim shenimnoin mishvua, even ksheirim that refrain from a shvua nishbaen hein bekach, they swear. Shenemar nishbati vakeyema kolemer shari David haya oisa kein. Now, according to the Ran, is the shvua chal or is the shvua not chal? It seems like the shvua is not chal. Meaning, I don't need the pasuk to say that. I'm sorry. Yeah, what would you say? According to the Ran, is the shvua chal or is the shvua not chal? It seems like, according to the Ran, the shvua is chal. The Ran says, I don't need a pasuk to say of nishbati va'akayema to say that it's chal. Why would it not be chal? I only have the pasuk of lahara lehetiv by karbanos, but I don't have it by bal yachel. So legabe bal yachel, the shvua is chal. The chiddush of Rav Gidol Merav is that even though the shvua is chal, how do I know it's the right thing to do? Oh, we learn out from David HaMelech, nishbati vakayema. So according to the Ran, that the shvua is chal, would the comments of the Sefer Chassidim hold true? You're going to say, I'm sorry, would the question of the Tshuva Me'ava be a good question? The Tshuva Me'ava asks, well, why wouldn't we swear b'zman hazeh? It's not chal anyway. No, that's not true. The Ran would say, the Shuva is chal. It's not chal legabe karbonis, but it's chal legabe bal yachel. So since it's chal legabe bal yachel, the Sefer Chassidim is saying, very good, b'zman hazeh, we will not swear l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, because you might violate it. And look, that would be going according to the shita of the Ran that the shvua is chal legabe bal yachel. However, Tosfos learns, if you look in Tosfos Divrei Hamaskel Mujva va'omer mehar Sinai, kasak daitech nishban lekayim mitzvah dekamra haynu lechayiv mishum shvuas bitoy, if you're not mekayim it. Look at Tosfos Umeshani Hakamashon Deshari Lezuzei Nafshe V'loy Mitzar Mishum Hoitzah Shem Shemayim Vatala Kedabrishus Miyu. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes Tosfos that, let's see if I could see it inside the Tosfos. Tosfos is the Rehamaschal Ella. I don't see it inside in the Tosfos. Maybe in the Rush. Let's see, if you look in the Rush learns the Shvuah is not chal at all, and the Chiddush is the Shari luz ruze navshe, and it's not considered being mazker shem shemayim levatala if you're nishba b'shem, or if you're not nishba b'shem. It's not considered being moitzi shvuah levatala. So bottom line is, we know what the Ran holds. It seems like other Rishonim disagree. The Ran holds the Shvuah is not Chal Lagabe Karbonos, but it is Chal Lagabe Bal Yachel. Other Rishonim hold it's not even Chal Lagabe Bal Yachel. So says Rabbi Kiv Eger, the question of the Tshuva Me'ava on the Sefer Hasidim, who says that Bezman Hazeh we don't swear because we might violate it, that only is a good question according to the Rishonim that say the Shvuah is not Chal. So you could ask, since it's not Chal, why should we refrain in our generation from making such a shvuah? But according to the Ran, that the shvuah is just nachal legabe karbonis, but it is chal legabe bal yachel, the tshuva me'ava would not have a question at all. By the way, there are rishonim like the Meiri, who explains that what the Gemara is saying is, in a chanami, the shvuah is nachal, even legabe bal yachel, but if you're not mekayim the shvuah, you will be over Shvuah Shav. So even though the Shvuah is not Chal, it's not Chal that if you break it, you're over Bal Yachel. You would not be over Bal Yachel, but you would be over swearing falsely. What's interesting is Halacha L'maisa, if you look in your Ardea Simin Reish Gimel Sev Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch brings it in that it's mutter to swear at L'kaimas HaMitzvah, and none of the Noisei Kelim say anything. That implies that they hold not like the Sefer Hasidim, and you would be able to swear that you're Mekayim, to be Mekayim HaMitzvah. For example, it says, Ha'oimer, Eshne Perek Zeh, V'yare Shema Yisra Shel Bedavar, you're allowed to make a neder. Or if you're afraid the Yetzer Hara will make you violate an Avera or not be Mekayim HaMitzvah, you could swear. That seems to be not like the Sefer Hasidim. What that might mean, if you look in the Chachmas Adam says, if somebody was Mekabel to do a mitzvah and he's afraid he might not fulfill it, you could make a neder that you accept upon yourself you're not going to eat until you fulfill the mitzvah. So it's not like you're making a neder to do the mitzvah. You're asking yourself to do some to eat, let's say, until you're mekayim the mitzvah. However, the Chachmas Adam says that bottom line is, you should be very careful with Zanazan not to do this, because he's seen many people be nichshal. So that implies either like the Ran, that the nether is chal to some extent, or at least like the Meiri, that even if the nether is not chal, not for Shvuah, not for Bayachel, but violating it would be a Shvuah Shav. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, just a short thought on Daf Ches. Okay? Have a great day, and stay tuned for this week's schedule, because probably the Wednesday night show this week is going to be Tuesday night. We're switching things up this week. The Wednesday night show will be Tuesday night. So the Tuesday night Gemara, we'll have to figure out when we're doing that, okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a good day. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Kol tov. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.